New Canaan, Connecticut is one of the wealthiest towns in America. One measure of that wealth is the cost of housing. And New Canaan has hundreds of multi-million dollar homes. But these days, more and more of them are up for sale. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports, real estate agents hope new tactics will secure the future of New Canaan.
One in every 50 people in New Canaan is a licensed realtor. John Engel is one of them. He's a town councilman whose day job is selling houses. He's invested in this town.
In a climate where we have 350 houses on the market, sometimes it feels like the whole neighborhood is for sale.
That's at least a five-year high for New Canaan. Home sales in Fairfield County's wealthy Gold Coast have picked up overall this year, but New Canaan's has not yet. So last month, Engel and some folks in town suggested to take some of the for sale signs down. The theory was that for sale signs look bad and they could scare away potential home buyers.
And I sympathize with the position that if we eliminated these signs, then we would take our neighborhoods back.
Engel knows it's a risk. Like every real estate agent, he wants to sell houses, like this one. It's a $3.4 million mansion that's unquestionably luxurious. High vaulted ceilings and marble floors.
I think one of the best features of this house is certainly the pool, with a waterfall, a hot tub, a stone terrace, a full bar for entertaining probably 150 people.
This home is a couple miles down the road from another house for sale, owned by GE CEO Jeff Immelt. GE's decision to leave Connecticut for Boston prompted Immelt to move to a condo in the heart of the city. He's not the only one.
Remember what GE finally said after they quit posturing.
John Glasscock is with the University of Connecticut Center for Real Estate and Urban Economics.
The reason they're moving to Boston is the young couples did not want to come to that part of Connecticut to work.
There's been a lot of talk about where millennials want to live. There are Nielsen stats that show 60% of them prefer cities. There's also a trend the other way. Census data from 2014 shows many millennials left the city for the suburbs after they had kids. Glasscock says some would rather get a condo in the city or in a walkable suburb with good restaurants and nightlife. They want to live smaller.
They don't want to maintain a big house, and they don't need as big a house. So that relatively will hurt the Gold Coast, because those homes are quite large and reasonably expensive, and they were built for families, larger families than the next generation looks like they're going to have.
Realtors are now focusing on the charm of its downtown to lure people to New Canaan. It has blocks and blocks of little shops and restaurants clustered around the train station. Condos are already going up near the shops. Here's real estate agent and town councilman John Engel again.
I think it's a tacit recognition of the importance of downtown, knowing your neighbors, meeting your friends, shopping, exercising, eating, and connecting with your community.
Then there are people like Roy Abramowitz. His $2 million plus house is tucked away on 4 acres of land on a winding road. There are lots of windows.
One thing about this house, it's great to sit in this house during a storm, especially a lightning storm. A snowstorm, because from the north, it's just, you see the squalls just come in.
It's not within walking distance of any restaurants or shops, and he's happy that way.
I grew up in the projects in Brooklyn. I like size and I like land. If I wanted to live in the center of town, I would keep an apartment in Manhattan.
Abramowitz says he thinks realtors want to herd people out of the big estates and toward the condos, and he'll have none of it. He plans to retire in about 5 years and move out west.
You know, maybe in 2 years we're going to start listing the house, because you probably need a three-year period of time maybe to attract the buyer.
Real estate agent John Engel says the market might be tough, but he still banks on the town's future.
I think we're going to have great schools and a great downtown, and I think we're going to continue to attract the best and brightest. It may not be a Wall Street-centric or even a New York-centric economy.
He says when millennials do settle down and have kids, New Canaan will be there for them. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.